Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition,
we get evidence from all types of cases, homicides, sexual assaults, robberies, burglaries, you name it, we get it.
The New York City Police Laboratory processes thousands of pieces of evidence weekly. We will hear from some of the analysts who work there.
I will be staying in Ghana, and I will be helping an organization called Medicine on the Move for flight instruction and aviation ideas and experience.
The NYPD's only female pilot spent her vacation on a volunteer mission in Africa. Erin Nolan talks to us about one of the programs that is helping women reach for the stars. I'm Jesse Peterman.
After a crime has been committed, the crime scene unit or the evidence collection teams will go and collect the evidence, and it gets brought to us to analyze and determine its actual evidentiary value. And if we can find something that's of value, that will help prosecution of defendants when they are apprehended.
Mary Eng manages the criminalists who work at the NYPD Police Laboratory in Queens. The
criminalists have to have a good background in science, strong background. But they also have to be able to think outside the box, because especially in the criminalistic section, you never know what you're going to get. You really have to think, what can I do to figure out what happened? What can I do to help the detectives investigating the case?
The civilian members of the Forensics Investigations Division must handle evidence of every stripe, shade, and size.
The criminalistics section covers a wide variety of disciplines, from latent print development through question documents, gunshot residue, paint, footwear impressions, analysis of fire debris from possible arsons, analysis of other unknown materials, explosives, hairs, fibers.
Valerie Wade Allison specializes in hair and fiber analysis.
The charge was rape. And the victim testified that the assailant came into her hotel room and crawled on the floor of the hotel room, which was carpeted, and assaulted her and crawled back out. When we got the suspect's clothing, we looked at the clothing for a transfer of fibers from the carpet to the suspect's clothing. And indeed, we did find fibers that were similar to the construction of the carpet on the suspect's clothing, thereby supporting the victim's testimony.
Lieutenant Michael Alaco leads the team in charge of ensuring that all evidence received and processed by the laboratory is secured and accounted for.
Well, we accept about 170,000 pieces of evidence a year, which is the largest amount of crime evidence in the country for any laboratory.
Mary Eng.
I've always been interested in forensic science. When I was younger, I used to read mysteries. And that sort of morphed into, oh, I could make a living out of doing this sort of work. So I still like that, looking at the evidence or telling people what to look for, you know, what type of analyses we should be doing to help solve these crimes.
Erin Nolan is a detective with the NYPD Aviation Unit, whose love of flying began when she was a teenager. After studying aeronautical science in college and joining the police department, Detective Nolan went on to become one of its pilots.
In the aviation unit, we perform a combination of patrol and air sea rescue missions. My colleagues and I pursue criminals, look for missing people, and rescue people in distress in the city's waters.
Detective Nolan chose to use her vacation to volunteer in sub-Saharan Africa with Medicine on the Move, an organization that trains local Ghanaians to build and operate small planes that enable them to distribute supplies across the Oregon-sized country.
I am always looking for new challenges and aviation adventures that will add to my experience as a pilot and an instructor. I read about Medicine on the Move in an aviation magazine. Medicine on the Move is a nonprofit organization that trains youth, mostly young women, in Ghana how to build, repair, and fly small single-engine airplanes. This is important in a country like Ghana, where infrastructure is poor and the planes can help to transport medical supplies and doctors. It is also immensely empowering to the young women in Ghana because they are not generally given many opportunities for education or advanced professional development. The girls want to educate themselves and provide a much-needed service to hard-to-reach communities in Ghana. It is very moving to see how much they appreciate the simple opportunity to learn and how much pride they take in their work. We traveled throughout Ghana and taught the local school children about aviation, how a helicopter flies, and how the police utilize aviation. I helped the girls in the local Aviation Technology Academy to build the framework and the body of planes. They fly ultralight planes, a type of aircraft made with aluminum tubes and cloth, which are easier to maintain and fly. In turn, they taught me to fly these planes. I proudly participated in a special event for school children called Fly Me Day, where 110 kids from 5 villages flew for the first time in their lives for free. I flew with 28 of those kids and will never forget the smiles that I saw on their faces as we lifted off the ground. It was amazing to see how fearless each of them were in an open-air cockpit 700 feet off the ground. They had a ton of questions upon landing, everything under the sun from how does the engine work to how can I become a pilot. Some of those kids will go on to attend the academy, which is so inspiring. I was selected to be a mentor for Patricia Malawi, the first Ghanaian to train in country and become a female pilot there. Patricia is the first woman to have earned a national pilot's license from Ghana, where she was born and lives. She also is the only African to have been trained to build and fix a Rotax engine, which is the type of engine used on small, lighter aircraft. Patricia is 22 years old and is already learning to be a flight instructor. She is a focused and talented pilot and a role model to all of the young women in Ghana. Flying with her was a fantastic experience. We flew a few hundred miles visiting cities from Kedekrache to Mole. We practiced landing on grass and dirt airstrips and visited the local tribes and communities, many of whom had never seen aircraft up close before. We were able to show them basic aviation principles and parts and talk about the four forces of flight: lift, weight, thrust, and drag. The girls will continue to build and fly different sizes of ultralight aircraft, from two-seater simple planes up to an air ambulance with seats for people, training with medicine on the move. They are learning everything from air traffic control and emergency landing response to taking care of runways, which in Ghana can include shooing cows and other animals out of the way. All this will help them build careers in aviation and can give them the means to support themselves financially. Aviation is also a much-needed industry in developing Ghana. It felt great to work with young women who share my love of aviation. It was inspirational to see their appreciation for aviation and their focus, effort, and time on safety and training. It gave me such a good feeling to be around them, working together for a greater good. In the aviation unit, we perform a combination of patrol and air sea rescue missions. My colleagues and I pursue criminals, look for missing people, and rescue people in distress in the city's waters, and it is a completely different environment compared to Ghana. My job in training with the NYPD helped me to be a role model to other women with a passion for aviation. I also was able to meet the local aviation authority, customs, and their emergency response and emergency medical service teams to discuss the value of aviation and the type of support these women can offer their country.
If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.